all about Kate Bush. Lovely. I hope you can see that in full colour. Marvellous. It's been sent in to me by Laurie Pierce. Laurie, congratulations. I shall give that to Kate in just a moment, because the wish of Victoria Peters has come true. She's in Wirral, Merseyside. Victoria says, please could you have Kate Bush on Swap Shop in real life? She is here in real life, and I can see from here she's breathing once more. Victoria, chatting to her in a moment, but let's have some Wuthering Heights. Wuthering Heights, of course, the number that brought my next guest to prominence last year, Kate, welcome. That must mean an awful lot to you, that song, actually, mustn't it?
Yes, it does. It means an awful lot. I mean, that's really why my name is known, because of that song and because of the book.
Yes. How did the interest in the Bronte subject come up?
Well, it was originally from a TV series years ago, and I just caught the very end of it.
Mm.
And it was, like, really freaky, because there's this hand coming through the window and whispering voices. And I've always been into that sort of thing, you know, and it just hung around in my head. And the year before last, I read the book, and that was it. I had to write a song about it.
When did you write the song? Because the record came out at the beginning of the year. Was it January or February?
That's right, and I'd written the song in the summer before. Really, just before we recorded the album. It's my latest song.
So, 6 months before that first single came out, you were planning to start a strong record career?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I've always wanted to record. Since I was a kid, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be, if not a songwriter, a singer.
Mm.
And I never thought I'd be a singer. And I still, in a way, really don't consider myself a singer. It's just fantastic for me that other people do.
Yeah.
It's great.
From an observer's point of view, an amazing year last year, but you were dubbed by lots of journalists as the voice of 78, singer of 78. Is that a problem? Do you think that you made such an impact? Do you feel that could become a little bit of a burden?
I've no idea. I think possibly I could get a problem with the fact that most people associate me with just one song.
Mm.
Then again, I'm so lucky that people even remember me for anything, you know? I mean, I've been so lucky in this last year. And really, all I'm concerned about is just carrying on doing what I can and hoping that people will still like it.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, and I just take it as it comes.
True. I was lucky enough to be on your first Top of the Pops, and
it was my second one, actually.
Was it the second one?
Yeah.
That was with that song.
Yeah.
I remember you being incredibly cool when things were getting a little bit heavy because you couldn't get the timing right with Johnny Pearson's orchestra, and Johnny was trying to be sympathetic and sorted
right.
out. And the terrible time problems of recording Top of the Pop. You really kept calm about the whole thing. I thought that was quite amazing. Have you found it difficult to adapt at all to some of the pressures of television or live appearances?
Well, it's such a strange process, the whole thing, you know. Like, you get very nervous before you come on. And then when you're actually doing it, you're so concerned about giving your best that, you know, like, I was quite happy to say, excuse me, can we just stop and do it again, you know?
Yeah.
I was more concerned.
There was a problem with orchids or something all over the piano as well, wasn't there?
Oh, yes,
the wrong lighting.
Orchids. They were worried they were going to blow up, you see, and the whole place would go up in flames.
Well, you carried it off absolutely brilliantly. What about live appearances? Are you doing very much at the moment? Are you going out and...
No, not really. It's something that I've done very little of, live work. I mean, really, the main place I did it was in pubs a couple of years ago. And I mean, that was great, but it was on a very different level.
What were you doing then?
Standards, honky-tonk women, all that sort of thing.
Just standing up at the pub and let him rip?
Had a little band, yeah. It was great.
Marvellous. Oh, I didn't know about that. That sounds really interesting. If you don't pick up the phone there, we might better dig up some nasty questions about your past for you. And on line five, hello?
Hello, now.
Hello, who are you?
Elaine Drury.
Hello, Elaine. You're the first one through to Kate Bush.
Hi, Kate.
Hello, Elaine.
I'd like to ask you, do you know that your highest note that you can see?
I've no idea. Probably in the bath, I'd have thought. I can sing high notes in the bath and anywhere else.
You do have an amazing range, don't you? Has it ever been sort of written down how far you can go?
Oh, no, that's the last thing I'd do. Because if you set yourself a limit, then you're probably never going to get over it.
Give us a high note.
What, now?
Yeah, break the phone.
It's very early in the morning.
All right, thank you. Do you find your voice alters during the day?
Oh, yeah, incredibly. It's very interesting.
You wake up as a tenor.
It's so weird talking to you.
It is, but we can put the phone down. I was just interested to know that. Sorry,
yeah.
It's there
turned over a couple of pages. I'm on about in line six. Hello?
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 Who are you?
David Lang.
Hello, David. What's your question?
You know one of your songs, The Man with the Tears in His Eyes?
Yeah.
I want to know what the meaning of the song's about.
Oh. Well, it's something that I feel about men generally. Sorry about this, folks. A lot of men have got a child inside them, you know, that they're more or less just grown-up kids. And that it's a very good quality. It's really good because a lot of women grow up and get far too responsible. And it's really nice to keep that delight in wonderful things that children have. And that's what I was trying to say, that this man can communicate with a younger girl because he's on the same level.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, David.
Line two.
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
Martin Smith.
Hello, Martin. A question for Kate, please.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
What would you be if you weren't a singer?
Oh, dear. Probably working in Woolworths. Something like that. I don't know.
Well, that's very good. You've just floored her completely. Woolies are police, but... when you were at school, were you aiming at a career of any sort?
Well, yes. I was really into being a psychiatrist. And it's really good I never made it, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's a bit of an amazing answer, really. It's not the sort of thing you just drop by the side saying, well, I was going to be a psychiatrist when the brain surgery fell through.
Yeah, well,
thank you very much for the question.
Thank you.
Line three.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
This is
Kinsey
Van Neville.
Is who?
Kinsey
Van Neville. Ah, are there two of you there?
No.
Ah,
who are
I thought I heard somebody else. Okay, what's the question?
I'd like to ask Kate, how long have you had your hair like that?
How do you mean? You mean the colour?
No, I mean the style.
The style?
Yeah.
Oh, long time. I mean, it's just how it is, you know. It does what it wants.
Oh, you don't do any special hairstyle?
No, not really. I plaster it. I put it in plaits.
Oh, because I've tried to do that and it's always come out well.
Oh, good.
Wrongly, yeah. I think your hair looks really nice.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure yours does.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank
now.
You. Bye-bye. Line four.
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
Monique Vincent.
Did you say your Christian name again?
Monique Vincent.
Monique. Sorry about that. A very good morning to you, Monique. What's your question?
Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Monique.
Where do you get all those nice clothes when you sing? Do they put your real own clothes?
No, I go and get them from shops. Normally antique shops, because like older clothes are just generally more interesting, you know? But I get them specially for the things I sing.
I like your hair very much, like the other girls.
Thank you.
Compliments flowing. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, Monique.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Line one.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, very good morning to you, and good what's your question?
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Sarah.
How young did you discover your musical ability?
Cool. I'm not sure if that's something that you discover yourself, really. Since I was a kid, I've always been singing and playing the piano. And it was really only through the things that have been happening to me recently that I realised that I could actually do it as a living.
Oh, I see. And also, what's your favourite of your records?
What's the favourite? What, you mean out of all my songs?
Yes.
Oh, that's quite a hard question. I guess I'm pretty fond of O England, My Lionheart.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Right, thank you.
All right, thank you yeah. very much. Thank you. Okay. You can put the phone down for a moment, because I want to ask you a question, and you'll say, why are we hanging on the phones? The dancing is a very important part of your work. Can you just tell me a little bit about... You've obviously had training. What sort of training have you had?
Well, I haven't really had that much training. The first thing I had to do was with Lindsay Kemp. And I just went to see a show one night. And it was incredible. I couldn't believe what this guy was doing on the stage. You know, like, he was completely demanding the audience's attention.
As a mime artist.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. And I was just in tears at the end of the show. And I went to some of his lessons. And he just opened up a new world for me, the fact that you can express so much with your body.
Mm.
And I thought, well, you know, maybe I can combine that with singing as well. So I went along and started taking some proper lessons, because it's important to discipline your body. And I did a couple of years at a place in Covent Garden, like 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it.
Are you going to incorporate that skill at all in any concerts?
That's something I've yet to find out for myself. You know, like I can say, oh, yeah, I want to do this and this. When you actually start working it out, you find you have very obvious limitations. Mm. You know, like you can't leap up in the air 20 times and keep singing at a high A. You know, you just sort of explode into little pieces. But I'm going to try and do something like that. I think theatre is a very important part of concerts.
Great. Well, you've got loads of things here.
Well, we've got some shorts here from Italy. Ta-da. And it's got an Ivor Lionheart in it. It's sort of mock English. This is from New Zealand. That's a jacket that they gave me, and in fact it's too small for me. And I thought someone might like that. And this is a Lionheart jacket from England.
Is it an album?
Yes, there's
an
album.
What's in the little box?
Well, this is a box from
nothing in the little
Japan.
Box.
Yes, it is an empty box. And what they do is they've got a very traditional drink out there called sake,
yeah.
Which is a rice wine. And you drink it from here and you put some salt on the corner and you drink it through the salt.
What about a question, please, Kate?
Well, the question is, on the end of my album Lionheart, there's a message being scratched for everyone. And what is the message?
Actually on the disc
at the end of the album.
Lovely. Superb. Well, we had Eric Sims, a naturalist, on the programme last week. Eric, could you drop in Eric Sims' correct answers, please?
Oops.
Keep it going, Eric. Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness it's house trained. Now, thank you, Eric. Lovely. Would you like to pull one out very quickly?
I'd love to. Oh, he's great.
Thank you, Eric. You may fly away now. And what have we got? I want to know which was the heaviest bird in Britain. The heaviest flying British bird.
It says that the heaviest British bird is the mute swan.
Is that right?
I don't know that. What's a mute swan?
I've the foggiest idea. It's a swan anyway.
And
certainly it's a swan. All right.
And the lady that's won it is Jane Gray from 41 Chalk Pit Lane in Oxford. So well done, Jane.
Lovely.
Great.
Thank you very much for that. Thanks for coming on. And we were talking about the man with the child in his eyes. We get a chance to hear it now.
Oh,
Kate,
great.
Thank you very much
indeed.
Thank
you, my pleasure.
Thanks.